Are you risking your life when you go into the hospital? It's a question Dr. Marty McCary hears quite often. McCary is a surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital and author of the New York Times bestselling book, Unaccountable. He was in Birmingham recently and stopped by our studios to talk about his recent study on what he calls surgical never events. What is a surgical never event?
Well, these are things that should never happen in a hospital under any circumstance. Talking about sponges left behind. We're talking about operating on the wrong patient. We're talking about doing the wrong operation. We are human. Some mistakes will happen, but some mistakes can be prevented with good, smart hospital systems.
Now, I want to try to understand the scope of the problem, and it's going to take a little bit of math, so we're going to have to bear with some numbers here. The Centers for Disease Control reports that there are about 48 million inpatient surgical procedures a year in the U.S. Your team of researchers identified about 10,000 malpractice payments tied to surgical never events. That's between 1990 and 2010. So that's about an average of 1,000 payments a year. 1,000 events out of 48 million procedures. Sounds like it's still pretty safe to have surgery.
Surgery is safe. Medical care, by and large, is safe. We've got good people in medicine. But only about 12% of problems in the hospital, of mistakes, of mishaps, ever result in a malpractice claim. So we think the number is closer to 4,000 to 7,000 events a year.
And regardless of scope, it's an expensive problem. You write that between 1990 and 2010, malpractice payments for never events totaled $1.3 billion. That's got to be a factor in rising healthcare costs.
Absolutely. And doctors have been talking about this for years. Docs are getting crushed right now. They're getting crushed by premiums for their malpractice, increasing overhead, declining Medicare payments. We need some common sense reforms.
Hospitals have to submit reams of data to the federal government. It's required to get reimbursed by Medicare. There's data on patient satisfaction, things like readmissions, complications, and deaths. We've got links on our own website where you can compare three different hospitals on a number of these data points, but you still say there's not enough information available to the public. What's not available that you think should be?
Well, I do pancreas islet transplants. When I do those procedures, it goes to a national registry, and it's in a national data warehouse. The public has no access to this information, even though from our research, there are about 150 of these national registries in medicine. 25% are funded by your taxpayer dollars, yet only three make their data available to the public. In those three that are available to the public, we learn that 1 in 5 transplanted organs that are removed from patients are never used. We learn that a woman had a C-section and she wasn't even pregnant. We learn about catastrophic mistakes that I really believe if there was more transparency, there could be more accountability at the hospital level.
Of course, one of the pushbacks on that transparency is that hospital associations fight the release of more data, either because they're worried about their competitive interests or because they think or argue that patients just generally won't understand what they're looking at.
You know, I was one of those doctors that said we cannot have transparency of our data because for a long time, the data wasn't good. And we would just punish the doctors that take on the high-risk cases. But now the measures are mature. We have ways of measuring healthcare that are far more valid, that are doctor-endorsed, that are put forth by the doctors' associations saying, over-treatment is a problem. Here are ways to measure quality. We want this to be in the public domain. And we're seeing a transparency revolution.
The healthcare system in general seems to be set up to incentivize doctors for performing procedures. And if you perform more procedures, you have the chance of more mistakes and more things going wrong. You would argue for an overhaul of the whole system?
People should be rewarded for hard work. And some incentives I think most doctors are fine with. But we've got a 46% burnout rate among doctors in the United States. And when we talk to them, they say one of the things they hate is when they're pushed to see more patients and do more operations beyond their capacity. They don't like that pressure. And we're seeing a polarization right now in America. Some hospitals are going one extreme and saying, we're going to incentivize our doctors to operate like pigs. We want them to operate so much, they're going to make a $500,000 or a $1 million bonus if they meet certain targets. Do 20 operations a week. Do 50 operations a month. Then on the other hand, we've got hospitals like the Cleveland Clinic saying that this is wrong. We believe in a flat salary model. We're going to pay our doctors well, but we're going to pay them a flat amount to discourage the incentive for overtreatment.
What kind of changes are we going to see under the Affordable Care Act?
Well, the Affordable Care Act has some good stuff and some bad stuff in it. Nobody, even the authors, don't think it was perfect. But it does take some steps to try to make payments based more on quality, not just quantity. It makes things like readmission or bounce back rates public information, infection rates public information. You know, when you go to a restaurant, research shows 60% of you will look up a restaurant's online reviews. Yet when you go for your own health care, you walk in blind. And I ask patients sometimes, why'd you choose to come to my hospital? And they'll say things like, the parking is good here. I mean, this is not a real true free market. People need good information to make good decisions.
Dr. Marty McCary is a surgeon at Johns Hopkins University and author of the New York Times bestselling book, Unaccountable: What Hospitals Won't Tell You and How Transparency Can Revolutionize Healthcare. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.